Hello.
Hello, this is David.
Yes, it is.
Hey, David, this is Liza Coleman from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good to hear. I'm from the compliance department. I believe your project manager is Patrick, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So Patrick shared your case with me. I believe you want to get a refund, correct?
Either he supplies me with what I paid for or a refund, yes.
All right, so he did brief me a bit about the case. He mentioned that you are not comfortable in sharing your Amazon credentials with us, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And if I would have known, if I would have known about that in front, I never would have probably signed with you guys, to be honest.
No, I completely understand. Now, I would like to tell you one thing. Do you plan on publishing your book on Amazon or not?
I don't know where I'm going to publish it yet. I'm right now, I think I'm just going to hold off and just wait a little bit.
And can I know what is the reason? Why are you, you know, feeling a bit hesitant? What's the reason behind it?
Well, it's going to be a four-book series, and I thought maybe it's best to push all four at one time.
All right. So I'll, you know, tell you one thing, that right now when it comes to publication of a series, being in the industry for a very long time, I would suggest that you should, you know, publish the book right now and then let the people wait for the second one, then publish the second one, then let the people wait for the third one. That way you create a hype among the people, and that way it helps you increase sales and, you know, help you in marketing of the book as well.
Yeah, that's something to think about, but right now I'm just going to hold off really doing anything.
Okay, so your package is book editing and publication, and I can see...
Oh, you cut out a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
You have ebook creation, paperback distribution, publishing, book cover design, publication on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, 5 printed copies, and you have 4 different platforms. Now, I believe from our end, the files are completely ready. The book cover is done. Now, we're just waiting to get the book published for you. And you're not comfortable in sharing the Amazon credentials with us.
No. No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. I completely understand. It's completely understandable. Sometimes clients are not comfortable. Now, we do have a different route for this as well. What we can do for you is that we can provide you with a link, okay, and that way we can guide you, and you can do it yourself in a way. We provide you with a link. You go ahead and click on that link. You log in yourself, add all the information yourself. Don't provide anything to us. Do it yourself. Once it's done, let us know. Then we will provide you the files and guide you on how to upload it, and then you go ahead and upload the files yourself.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes, we provide
since
you
everything,
with everything.
Since everything's paid for, I might as well. That makes sense to do it now, I guess. Okay, yeah, I'd be agreeable to that.
We will guide you. All right, perfect. So I'll let Patrick know about this.
Yeah, your phone keeps cutting in and out.
To be available to that, he can guide you to be done. Is it better now?
Yeah, now it's better, yes.
I'm so sorry about that. Well, so I'll inform Patrick about this, and Patrick will share the link with you, and he will guide you throughout the process. It's just that you need to stay in constant communication with Patrick so that he can guide you in a much better way, okay?
Yeah, and I want to contact him through email because he talks too damn fast for me. And No, I'm serious.
Okay.
I've had it with you guys, and I'll never recommend you for anything else, and I'll never use you again. But there's a lot of issues for me with your company, and I want to move on. But I just want to get this done because it's been a nightmare. And dealing with him, he's terrible. I'm sorry. I want to move on. So that's fine, but tell him I want to contact by email. I don't want any phone calls because he doesn't shut up enough for me to talk. And I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, well, this is something that you just, you know, mentioned to me right now. Will you be comfortable if I assign a new project manager to your project who will listen and will, you know, will be more cooperative?
There can't be much left to do to just to get done and to move on, and that's all I want to do right now. So whatever you want to do is fine. You know, Patrick's fine if he follows up with emails, and he just doesn't seem to listen. You know, I've been sending him emails for 3 months telling him to send me emails, not phone calls. And he just, for whatever reason, doesn't matter. But, that's fine. Whatever it can be done so we can be done and move on. That's all I want to do right now is move on. Okay?
Okay, got it. So now I'll tell you the plan of action. I will be giving you a new project manager, okay? He or she will give you a call tomorrow. And I will also let them know that keep the communication on email, preferably. And if something needs to be done urgently, then only call the client. And I will also ensure them that they need to be cooperative on call, make it as calm and as slow as possible so that it's according to your requirements, okay?
That's fine. Yes, thank you.
And I will be giving you a call again because you have mentioned a couple of things regarding dissatisfaction. So first, I will get your project completed. And once it's done, I will definitely give you a call because for me, client satisfaction is the topmost priority. So once your project is done, I would like to have a call with you and I would want you to share what are the problems you faced so that, you know, in future, I could go ahead and rectify those.
Sure. I'd be more than willing to do that.
Perfect, perfect. So just give me a day. Till tomorrow, you will be receiving a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Take care, David.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.